Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the February year 2022. And I am Commander and Pastor Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting. Today's call is the personal testimony, As He Told Me. And that will be with our guest, Frank, from Canada. And we dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru am Byth. We are in the question and answer mode till such time as you indicate you wish to speak, and then I will unmute you in the order that I receive the requests. Our guest is already here. I'll unmute him here in just a second. We do ask if you call in to be careful of language, as we have a mixed audience. We also ask that you be courteous to any of the callers who may be on the call at the same time. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And we also would ask that you take note of the fact that we no longer utilize PayPal, and would like you to either send any kind of financial by mail, or you can use the new link on the front page or the home page of the website, where there's information there on how you can help us out electronically. Okay, very good. What Frank's going to share with us here in just a second, my reading for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I did not see, and an ear did not hear, but which did not enter into the heart of man, these Yahweh to Isaiah 64:4. So, never put any doubts on our Heavenly Father, because He can accomplish great and wonderful things with or without help, but we certainly hope we can live up to the name of being His sons and daughters. And Frank, can you hear me?
You betcha, Dan. And how are you, my friend? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Tonight, but this is your first time as a guest on the program, so if you don't mind, I'm going to be quiet for a little while and let you introduce yourself to the audience, okay?
Okay. My name is Frank Freddie Frost. I was born in Michaels Harbor, Newfoundland, on April 26, 1956. I will be 66 years old on my next birthday. I would like for you, Dan, and all your listeners, to take a piece of paper and write Yahweh the way I say, because He told me that this is the way He writes His name. It's Y-A-W-A-Y, capital letters, and put it up to the mirror. You know that everything in this world has been inverted. Everything. You're all told that the number 666 was the sign and the mark of the beast, and it was evil, evil, evil. Well, it's not. The churches, every one of them has lied to you. Government has never spoke a word of truth. Never. My initials are FFF, which is 666. My father, Yahweh, came to me 2 months ago. All my life, I knew I was a little different than anybody else. I'm a man of never, ever in my life felt fear. I've never been afraid of death. I've never been afraid of anything. Nothing. And so, he answered a lot of questions for me. I am the son of all mankind. I am the blood of all mankind. You are the blood of all mankind. We all share my blood. When he sent me here, it was because he came to me and he said, Frankie, you're way too harsh on mankind. You have to go and live among them to understand. And I have. And I've come to understand everything. I, in the beginning, despised mankind for what you did to my brother. That's why I was so harsh on you. But I've come to understand in your fear. Like I say, I don't ever know, have never known fear. But I understand it now. And I understand you, all of you. I was born a slave, just like you. The shackles of the Jew are the chains of slavery. You all know this. Every one of you know it. Now, I have to tell you, now is not the time to stand back and watch like you did with my brother. This is not the time for that. This is the time now to stand up for all of mankind, all of you. You are wonderful. All of you. My father loves you. He wants to hear from you. He's never heard his name or very little. That in itself has been hidden from you, from most of you. Yahweh is his name. I am the horseman, one of four. They call me Death. I'm the one that you meet when you see the light, when you die. And when you come to me, I ask you first to say his name. And I've been disappointed for thousands of years. But I understand why. You have to know that you are not to fear him. Ever. He loves you more than anything. He prizes you. His greatest creation. So when I tell you, don't fear him, please, please, understand. He wants all of the best of everything for you. Look around you of all the creations of mankind. He is the one to put that in your mind, to make life easy for you. But the shackle has gotten in the way on everything that man has created. It's taken over by the shackle. so you can't really appreciate the wonders of everything that he's given you. He shares everything with you. All we have to do here is work together. That's all. Like in the days of old, before the shekel. Everyone took care of their neighbor. They made sure their neighbors were safe. They made sure they had enough to eat. Clothing, shelter, everything. Nowadays, you walk by a homeless person on the street like he's nothing. You can't do that. You can't. That is not the way he's taught you. That's not what he told you. You have to appreciate the fact that my father, he is both good on the left hand and extremely evil on the right. And he puts you in the middle. So you are free. You are sovereign of your domain. You're free to make the choice. And you are. And you have been. But you've been deceived all your life. All your life you've been deceived and lied to by all of these people that say, I have your best interest at heart. And now, here we are. Here we are at the end of the road. And I'm saying the end of the road here. I'm not sure how it's going to work. I believe that when I draw my last breath, he'll come to get me. I will miss you, all of you. I loved being here through all your pain, all your sorrow, all your depression, all the things that hurt you, hurt me. I lived your life. I've seen the evil of mankind. I've seen everything. I've smelt it. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've tasted it. Just like you. Just like you. And for me to say I miss it goes against everything that I stand for. But I will. But I'll miss you. And now I understand why my father loves you all. It's hard for me when I think back of how my brother suffered. And people stood by and watched. But I do understand now why you did. I am not my brother. I don't forgive. And I never forget. Ever. I've learned in my life here, when I did forgive, which was one time, they hurt me again. And so, I don't do that. And you don't have to either. If somebody hurts you, somebody hurts your child, somebody defames you, whatever, you don't have to forgive them. When I look in their soul, I see what they did to you. Now, when I look in their soul and I see that they hurt you, they will pay for me. I am death. I am the one that rules over the domain of your death. And I'm also the one that rules over the lives and the souls that leave my father to come here. Many of you don't know. Ignorance is bliss. That I've learned. Many of you don't know that the Jew and the evil one, the beast, Barack Obama is his name. My father, he is the only one at the table of this game. Him, Yahweh. The beast thought he had a chair at the table, but he doesn't. Neither does a Jew. The beast is now among you. He's taking you in form, you see. Now, no one escapes me. No one. And the beast now is mine. And all the evil in this world is mine. They have to come to me. And I don't have to check with my father to make sure that I'm making the right choice or the decision of these people. I rule that domain. I do this for my father. You see, he came to me many thousands of years ago and asked me, he said, Frankie, please, I cannot dirty my hands with this evil any longer from mankind. Would you please take care of this for me? And I said, certainly, Father, I'd do anything for you. And I have. And I have served him well. I have always tried to be impartial when I look in the soul. Each and every one of you, that is not evil, bear the mark of Yahweh in your palm. I am the only one that can see that mark. And I can see it from a distance, as I know that Danny has the mark of Yahweh in his hand. He told me I was going to do a video, as I've been doing, exposing these monsters that have been eating the flesh of my children and drinking their blood. That they will pay for dearly. They have no idea. They created this picture of hell to all of you with fire and brimstone and all of this. That's not true. That's not true. What there is in the end is the darkness. You know how you're born with the fear of the dark? Well, I am the boogeyman. I'm the bump in the night, the one that lurks in the shadows. That's who I am. To the evil ones I am. And they're listening to me now. And they know that they can't escape me. And they won't. I promise you, my brothers and sisters, they will not escape me. No one ever has. And no one ever will. They will not escape me. And if they want the fire and brimstone, I will certainly give it to them. I'll eat them myself, and they'll boil in my bowels for what they've done to you and my innocent souls.
all children of mine, you see. I'm the last one they see before they leave to go to their mothers. And I will not be kindly, we'll say, to those ones. I will never be kindly to the people that murder my children. None of them. They will feel my wrath. And then, after my wrath comes, they will feel the wrath of my father. What I don't eat, he will crush with his hands. If they go underground to try to escape here in this life, and they are still around when he comes, he'll reach into the ground and he'll crush their souls with his hand. My father is a very, very loving man, like me, when my children were born. I love them more than life. And he loves you, all of you, more than life. And then you get these people, like these televangelists, that go around telling these lies about him. They're liars. They know they're lying. All of these religions, the Catholic Church, they say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, insolence. To say that my brother is God. My brother loved being here. He loved being among you. And he is a very powerful, powerful being. His light will never fade, as will mine never fade. And my father, he is the essence of the energy of endless, endless distance. He is the one that gave you life, gave you your soul, and he kissed every one of you. Now, I have been told to tell you, and I'm going to tell you now. You must say his name. Everyone, say his name. And talk to him. He hasn't heard a prayer. You know why? Because you've been praying to my brother. Not to him. It hurts him when you do that. But he understands, because you've been lied to and deceived to believe that's the way. And now I'm telling you it's not. And don't do it anymore. Please. My father will listen to everything you say. He is very understanding. Now, I have to tell you about your soul. You see, when you meet me, in the end, and you will, I'm going to ask you to say his name to me. Show me your palm. And when I touch your hand, I can see your soul. I can see all the good you've done. And I can see all the evil you've done. I take a tally, you see. And I weigh each side. And the side that weighs it down. It's the side I have to decide on. Now, a lot of you have been told that this is a sin, and that's a sin, and over here is a sin. Well, it is true to a certain degree, but it's not absolute. Understand? There are mitigating circumstances, you see. And now I understand that. Before I didn't. I was very harsh on you. Extremely harsh. And I have to humble myself and apologize to all the ones that went before you that I was harsh with. But now, I'm telling you, when you stand in the middle of the good and the evil, and you make your choice, I understand now, sometimes you have to make a choice of the evil. And rightfully so, in some cases. Rightfully so. And so, it actually isn't evil, you know. It could be, you know, determined as evil by others, but like I said, I've learned a lot since I've been here. And now I understand how many of you could be, you know, make the choice. It's not hard to make the good choice. And sometimes it is. I know now. And so I want you to know that. I want you to know. We have prisons in the United States, 20 million men and women in prison by the shekel. I often thought, oh, those people in prison, but criminals, you know. And some of them are. But the determining factor for most of them in prison has been the shekel. And so I have to overlook all that. I have to. The Jew, the scourge of this world. Well, let's just say you're in big shit with me. And my father, he banished him once. I told him not to do it again. And yet they do it again. And again. And again. And now they've invaded Palestine. They claim to be Semite. Well, the Palestinians are Semite, Jew boy. And now all of you know that they are not Semite. And you can be as anti-Semitic as you want, as you please, because they are not Semite. The truth will set you all free. All of you. You have to break away from the shekel. You have to turn your back and walk away. It's that simple. They are a parasite. You are the host. And all you have to do is walk away. Just walk away. There's nothing they can do. They have many minions. But after today, when all of you send this broadcast of Danny's show around the world, and I want you all to do this, everyone everyone in this world has a vested interest in this world. All the people in this world. Stop looking at people's color. Stop looking at people's races. You are all created differently for different reasons. You all have something to offer each other. And you all need to do that now. Like in the days of old. You all have to understand that color means nothing. You take a black man and cut his hand, he bleeds my blood. You take a white man and cut his hand, he bleeds the same color. You understand? It's not about color. It's not about race. This is what they taught you. They taught you to hate people for that. Don't. Don't have that stain on your soul when I look at it. Let's just say, I won't look at it very favorably. Don't stain your soul with that. And every time you do something like that and show hate towards someone for a reason so petty as color, you stain your soul. I don't want to see stains like that. Sickens me. Stop doing that. This is what they want. They want you to hate each other. This is the old divide and conquer thing, you know? Get over it. The Jew created slavery. That's a fact. Check it out. And he didn't care about the color either. He enslaved the whites. He enslaved the blacks. He enslaved the Asian. He enslaved all of you. I was born a slave in Newfoundland, Canada. I'm no different than you. I'll be 66 years old on my birthday. And I don't know what that means, but it means something. My father, he's a mysterious man, you see. He taught me a lot of things, and he brought back a lot of memories to my mind of my time. But he doesn't tell me all, just like he don't tell you all. You know, like I said, he's the only player at the table in the game of life. Him. And only him. We are close to him. And we don't even get to look over his shoulder. So, you know, be kind to each other. Help each other. Be there for each other. You see somebody that needs you. Help them. It's not hard. It's easy to help someone. I do it all the time. I've been doing it all my life. All my life I've helped anyone and everyone. I'm here right now in Tofino, in the belly of the beast. Trudeau's down the road here, about maybe a half a mile. I came here to help someone. No, turns out he didn't need my help. He tried to set me up for a murder so they could get me out of the way. You see, these people had known about me long before me. They all know who I am. I didn't know. until about 2 months ago. My father told me. But they knew. They knew from the time I was born. But they weren't sure, you see, because my birth certificate says the 28th of April. And I was under the protection of the Archangel Michael. So, they're not going to try anything else with me. They tried to kill me twice since I've been here. No, it's okay. I'm a big boy. I can take care of them. No problem. I'm not my brother. My brother would turn the other cheek. Not me. I'll cut their goddamn head off and spit down their neck. Then I'll put their head on a stick on the end of my driveway. They want to play with me. They're going to play with the wrong one. Like I said, I don't forgive. And I don't forget. Ever. But now, I'm thinking that a lot of you have a lot of questions. And I'm very happy to answer them. If I can. And know this. Be careful of the questions you ask me. Because I will tell you the absolute truth. Are you still there, Danny?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. I can
okay.
hear you. If anybody's got any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer. And right now, I'm sure, Danny, your head is just busting with the questions.
Well, I got to confess that the very first part of what you were saying, I could not hear because I had some technical difficulties at my end again with a bad internet connection, which is kind of funny because I've been on the computer off and on all day and didn't have any problems until showtime. So what I had to do is a workaround by calling in to my own show. Which, fortunately, I have a new phone. My old phone could not call the area code for the station. It's kind of weird. But this phone, I can. So that's a blessing that the Father gave me. So yeah. What I've heard, again, I missed the very first part of it. But a lot of what you're saying fits very well with what we've been saying for a long time on this show and many of the guests that have come on, it sort of dovetails into some of the things that you were saying. It's kind of also strange because some of the spiritual warriors that have contacted me in the last 48 hours have talked about today being a significant day in the realm of meditation and prayer, being as it's 2/2/22. And, they sort of felt like we're on the cusp of some big things happening. And at the same time, within 48 hours or so is when you contacted me and we talked about doing this program. So to me, it's a message being sent to us, if we can understand it, that we are in serious times. And this also goes along with the Freedom Convoy that's going on all over the world, but particularly in Canada. So that's what I was going to ask you, since you're up in Canada, what's your feel with what you have had revealed to you in relation to this worldwide uprising of righteous type people about the draconian measures going on? Do you see the two interconnected in any way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all connected. It's all connected. People are looking for answers. People want the truth. We know we can't get it from government. We know we can't get it from hospitals. We know we can't get it from churches. There's only one place for the truth to come. And that's from the hearts and minds of men and Yahweh. Now, what part, the first part you said you missed, was to be my introduction part?
Yes. When you first started speaking, I realized that you were cutting out at my end only. Everybody else could hear you, but because of my own personal connection. So I missed maybe like the first 4 minutes or so.
Okay, well, I'll fill you in on those first 4 minutes. Everything is inverted, Danny. You know that.
Yes.
And so the churches and everybody has been telling everyone that the number 666 represented the beast. That is not true. They did that to put the fear in men for that number. My name is Frank Freddy Frost. My initials is 666, the sixth letter of the alphabet. I was born April 26, 1956, and this year I'll be 66. Now, one thing I forgot to mention to everybody, now I'll tell you. There's 7 sixes in all of that. That represents the 7 realms that my father created. Now, you've been told by these liars that the earth is round and flying through space, and you were created from a big bang. That's not true. You are living on one of those planes. There are 6 more. Each and every one of them unique in their own way of creatures and people and, you know, all of the above, right? Now, my father would love for all the realms to become one. But mankind has been standing in the way. Mankind fears the unknown. It's been put in you by these churches and televangelists and all of these, you know, so-called authorities. So people have to stop all this. But first we have to stop it here in this realm. My dominion, being the horseman, is all 7 realms. I know of these realms. I know of these people. You should know them too. But as the world is now, you can't. My father won't allow it. There's too much hate. Too much fear. For mankind to be introduced to something new like that. And a new being. There's too much fear. You can't even get along with your neighbor next door. So how can you even possibly imagine meeting a being from another realm? It'd be catastrophic. Mankind would kill them. That's the first instinct of mankind that I wondered about, you know. You have to kill everything. It's the answer to everything, right? You don't understand it, kill it. Right? You have to stop thinking like that. You have to stop that. Killing each other, even worse. But I understand why. I don't understand who then puts this in your mind. It's the shekel of the Jew. dare the destroyers to even say so themselves? We don't have to be destroying everything. We can have everything we have now and more for mankind. But the shekel holds everybody back. The shekel of the shackles of mankind. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They are your shackles. You have to walk away. You have to walk away, turn your back, and walk away from that, and work together. And you can still have everything you have today. You have to keep in mind, everything you see, mankind has made. It isn't just pop out of thin air. Mankind made this. My father put these things in the minds of men. And you have to start using those thoughts and processes my father gives you. And make these things to the betterment of mankind. Don't put a shekel on it. And only the chosen few gets it. That's not right. It never has been. And nobody out there can argue with me about that. How many times, you know, has somebody said, oh, geez, I wish I had that. Huh? Well, the reason they don't have that is because the shekel is in the way, right? You have to stop thinking like that. You have to stop it, you know? We have to stop thinking that way.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
Absolutely, Danny, absolutely. It's the shackles of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that I was born a slave, I was, just like you. Everyone in this world, everyone in this world, they keep talking about freedom. Oh, I have my freedom. I'm free. You've never been free. You've always been bound by the chains of the shekel of the Jew. So stop thinking you're free. You're not free until you walk away, and then you're free. Absolutely.
Let me ask you, Frank, with everything that's going on right now, how do you see the rest of this year playing out?
Oh, now, see, you touched on something there with me. You know, before I didn't have much faith in mankind, hardly any, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe, and I've said this to you last year, Daddy, everything is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind is going to step up. I have faith in my brothers of mankind now. I didn't before. But I do now. And mankind is going to step up to the plate. And we're going to hit a home run here.
Hallelujah.
We are. I know we are. He told me so. He knows. He sees the same thing. We shall overcome. But we have to work together. And we have to find the truth first of everything. And we will. More and more of the truth is coming out every day. And every day, these evil ones are scattering like rats.
Did I hear you say Trudeau's over at your neck of the woods?
Yeah, he's about a half mile from me.
Holy hell. What's he doing over there?
Surfing.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he's surfing. This is where people come to surf here in Canada, here in Tofino.
Yeah. I thought you were in the middle of winter.
What?
You're in the middle of winter. How do you surf?
Oh, there's no snow here. None. It rains here. This is a rainforest. We had snow here for about 3 days, and wet, heavy snow. The rains came back, melted it away, and today was 8 degrees above here, Celsius. Yeah. And this is the only place on the island that doesn't have snow on the ground.
Wow.
No, it's a beautiful place. If my father was here and had to put his finger on a map of the most beautiful place on planet Earth, he put his finger on Tofino. I go down here sometimes during the day and just sit in my truck and look across the harbor. Just to look. It's just beautiful here.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. I thought Trudeau had COVID and he's ill.
Oh, come on. He'll have COVID when I look into his soul. Let me tell you. COVID. What a joke, eh? I mean, you know, people have to know by now that was just a farce. You see, when the Jews get scared, they conjure up their little spirit, called Divok. You heard that?
No.
Well, that's COVID spelled backwards.
Oh!
Look it up. That's the demon they summon. Huh? That's one thing that I want to tell people too. Is these demons that they speak of, you know? These demons are all in people's minds. There's no actual demons that fly around and do their bidding, blah, blah, blah. That's all Hollywood stuff. That's all the crap they feed you. Everyone's a demon, and most people have them. They create in their own mind. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So there's no demons that crawl from hell, from, you know, Middle Earth or what have you, as they tell you. That's not true. All the demons in this world are created in minds of men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they live, in the minds of men. That's all. There's no, like I say, no little creature running around. You know?
Right. There are adversaries walking shoe leather.
You bet. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, Jason, when I came here to Tofino, Jason had his bus with this guy. You're going to love him. You're going to absolutely love this man, Danny. He's a hardcore man. Grew up hard. And, you know, he fought his way through life, as we all have, only him a little more in most. And a couple of years ago, he decided that he had had enough and he was going to go help people. And so he did. He went downtown in Burnaby and city of Vancouver and he started helping homeless people, you know, people on the street. And he was working through various different organizations, of course, that, you know, feel that they have to have an organization to do this, right? Instead of everybody helping, you know. Anyway, he discovered that all of these organizations were as corrupt as government. And people were, you know, skimming off the top and, you know, stealing this and taking this and showing favorites to this and that and the other thing. And so he pulled a pin on all that and came here to Tofino. And then he was drinking heavy. That was his demon.
And I showed up. Anyway, he showed me his demon one night. And I told him, you know, you can't do that to yourself. You need to get control of that demon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that was almost 3 months ago now. And from that day forward, he hasn't drank a drop. And he is just an amazing man. You will love him when you meet him, and I hope you do soon. You will love him, and anyone and everyone that meets him, I'm sure. And I'm very fortunate to have someone like him in their life. Wonderful man. Wonderful man. Jason Smith is his name.
Please.
Pardon me?
He says that he has heard that Vancouver is a hardcore occult place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Vancouver Island, like I said, I'm in the belly of the beast here. This is the capital of Canada for Satanists. And a lot of them live here in Tofino.
Wow. That's going to make it rough.
Nah, I'm used to that. I'm used to that. Yeah, you know, evil, shmevil, right? I don't care. I don't care about evil. They don't bother me. And if they do, well, there's lots of room on the end of my driveway for sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not worried about any of these people. They stay away from me. But at the same time, there are some really wonderful, beautiful people that live here in Tofino. And I've been fortunate enough to, you know, meet quite a few of them. And, you know, a lot of native community here. And all of the ones that I met, really, really wonderful people. You see, the native community here and around the world understand what I'm saying about, you know, helping each other, because the tribal way, and we are from tribes, all of us, tribes of Israel, and, you know, and many tribes. And also, they understand the tribal spirit of helping each other. And that's the thing that mankind, for the most part, has lost. It's the tribal feeling of helping and being there for each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Native community, they understand this. All the Native community right across, all over the world. You know, you go to the Navajo, the Comanche, you go to the Crow or the Cree, they all understand this. They don't practice it much anymore because the shackles, right? And so, you know, they don't, they haven't forgotten, I'm sure. None of us have. None of mankind has forgotten the tribal way. It's just, it doesn't apply when the shackle gets in the way, you see?
Right. And now, so, when you were talking about the number 666, like in Revelation 13:18,
yeah.
I'm looking it up here in the with the Strong's numbers. Now, the word beast here is a word that can mean a wild animal or metaphorically a bestial or brutal, savage, ferocious man. So it says here, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And in that case, the man is coming from the Greek word anthropos, which is typically referring to our people, the Adamic man. So that would tend to make me think that what you're saying about that number, that would almost give credibility to that in that sense, would it not?
Well, of course. You know, like I say, people have been, you know, deceived and misled. Right? And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, the beast, you know, he's not going to advertise that, is he? You know, and trust me, you know, Obama is, you know, Nostradamus named him, and I'm naming him too. You know, he's the beast. You know, look at the speech he gave. Ordinary people, you know, are not intelligent enough to make their own decisions, right? They have to give up their rights and bow to a sovereign being. Eh? So, you know, or something like that anyway. I don't listen to him much because he's full of shit, right? But
right.
Nevertheless, he's an evil man. And he's a man now. Eh? He's man. All man must die. All men must face death. And so I'm sure he's thinking about that now because he was deceived by my father, you see. You got to give it to Yahweh. He's got a sense of humor, right? You know? As a matter of fact, he gave it to me, right? So, you know, I do understand that he tricked him. You know, he tricked him. Just like everybody's been tricked by the Jew and by government, right?
Everybody, oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like I said, my father, he's the only player at the game of life. There's only one seat at that table of that game, and it's his. No one else plays mm-hmm. that game. He calls the shots in that game. He's the master and the creator of that game. And so, anyone that think could even imagine tricking him, you know, give your head a shake. Give your head a shake. That's not going to happen.
Well, that kind of goes along with what we've been saying, that in
yeah.
spite of all this craziness that's going on, you can see the Father's plan coming to fruition.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this is why I keep telling people, you know, don't worry about all this. Don't worry about all this. This is nothing to worry about now. The game is almost over. See? Mankind is stepping up now. Mankind is finding out the truth. As much as they try and stop it, the more we find out. And more people now are looking in search of the truth. And more people are discovering the truth. And the truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm.
No truer word were ever spoken than that. And I guarantee you, mankind will be free. There is no question in my mind, no question whatsoever. I know it only just believe that. I know it. I know. It's not a matter of believing. I know it. I have a lot of faith in mankind. And so far, they haven't failed me. I've been telling Jason step by step of what's going to happen. And step by step, it's happening. You know, he said to me one day, he said, there's nobody. He said, I have no faith in mankind. They're not going to step up and do anything. Not a chance. He said, they're all a bunch of cowards.
And I said, well, you know, that's true to a certain degree. But I said, you know, watch and see. Watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start, and it's going to start big. And it is right here in Canada and around the world. You know, excuse me, people have to start looking at other countries as well. You know, these like Germany, France, Argentina, they're all in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Millions of them. So, you know, just because the truckers are doing this here doesn't take away from what the rest of mankind is doing as well. They're in the streets in Britain as well.
And Italy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All over the world, Danny. All over the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
Mankind is in the streets. And that's why these people and the media are trying to hide all of this. But they're not doing a very good job. Are they? And it's designed that way by him.
Yeah. Ralph in Canada put up some things here that might, he says here, Revelation 13, I believe, covered history from 300 AD to 1800 AD when Napoleon overthrew the Pope. The beast at that time was the Catholic Church, and the number 666 was the Pope at that time. Another reason why the Jesuits took all of history and moved it ahead so people would not figure out the papacy was the beast of that time. During the 19th century, we gave our kingdoms back to the beast, as in Revelation 17, verse 17, and now we live in Revelation 18, where Babylon is getting ready to fall. It is getting time to give back to the Babylonian bitch double what she has done to us. I agree with Frank on that. As for the modern day mark, every beast had one. I believe we had ours in 1936 when the Social Security insurance number came out. The control has just gotten more sophisticated since then.
You know, there's many theories and guesswork. You know, they've confused everybody. See, you know, they wrote Bibles to confuse you. They wrote different articles and what have you to confuse you. You know, part of the rules of this game is that they have to tell the truth, and they do, but they obscure it. And when somebody discovers it, nowadays they say, "Oh, that's a conspiracy theory." Eh? You know, and so they use magic words, you know, all the time. Magic words. Oh, yeah. Magic words like COVID-19. Ooh. There's a magic word. Yeah, well, got everybody masked and standing up and getting jabbed in the arm time and time again. And mind you, here in Canada, most people didn't. They just told them to piss off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like me, I never had a jab, not about to. Anyone tries, well, they're going to have a problem on their hands, right? And so, you know, the confusion comes from these people. You know, they, the government and so on and so forth. The Jew, especially, right? You know, that's where all the confusion comes from. And, you know, this is why, you know, I feel differently about mankind, you know? It's because, you know, the deception is so prevalent that, you know, the people believe this shit. And most of them believe it because they're afraid to believe otherwise, because then they'd have to do something.
Hmm.
But that's stop. People have to, instead of saying, oh, geez, that's wrong. Someone should do something about that. They have to start saying, oh, wait a minute, that's wrong. I'm going to do something about that. That's the turning point. When you get people saying, I have to do something about that, that's the turning point. And everybody and anybody should understand that. Don't leave a problem for somebody else to deal with. Deal with it yourself. My daughter, when I stepped up to the plate for Carrie Wolf and her child was murdered and she was molested, and my videos about that, right? My daughter came to me and she said, Daddy, why are you doing this? And I looked at her and I said, well, there was a child murdered, Amy. And, you know, little girl from the age of 8 to the age of 12 was molested by these lawyers. And she said, yeah, but why you? And I just simply told her, because I know it happened. And I have to do this because I know that it happened. And so, people have to get with the program here. When you see something wrong, don't look to somebody else to correct that. Suck it up, Nancy. Pull up your sleeves and do it.
Right.
Don't wait for someone else to come along and do it. You know, it's not that hard to do. Yeah, sometimes it's scary shit, you know. And there's a good possibility someone might take a shot at you, right? Like me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Nobody murders a child on my watch. Nobody sticks their dirty dick into one of my children on my watch. And everyone that's listening right now, this is your watch. When you see something that needs a correction, don't look to someone else to do it for you. Pull up your sleeves and do it yourself. Ask for help. I'll help anybody. You see something really wrong, you need some help, you don't feel that you can do it all alone, ask and you shall receive. Isn't that what he taught us?
Speaking of that, what's that?
I say, isn't that what he taught us?
Oh, absolutely. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Our inaction has caused the situation we have today. We haven't held anybody accountable for anything.
Absolutely. We are the masters of what's going on right now. By not doing something about it. When they dragged my brother Jesus through the streets and beat him, drove a crown of thorns on his head, and then nailed him to a stick, people in the crowd were saying, oh, geez, that's terrible. Oh, yeah, they shouldn't be doing that. But not one of them stepped up to the plate to stop it. One heroic man helped him bear his cross. One. And all the rest stood and watched. That's what's wrong. You can't stand and watch. Especially now, the lives of your children are at risk. The safety of everyone in this world is at risk if you do nothing.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah. It's just the way it is, Danny. It's not rocket science, is it? If it was,
no.
I'm a rocket scientist, huh?
Yeah, we're rocket scientists. Oh, Lordy.
You know,
do you want to, at this time, do you want to give any contact information out, Frank, or would you rather wait?
Well, see, I don't have a phone. I'm using Jason's phone. And, you know, anybody can call me on this number. Jason said, you know, no problem there. And I don't have a computer. I'm incognito, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing that for a reason. I won't say why, but I'm doing it for a reason right now. But very soon, I'm leaving here and going to Quesnel. And when I get to Quesnel, I'll have a phone and a computer, and then people can contact me. And mm-hmm. I welcome anyone and everyone to contact me. And, I'm here for you, all of you.
Excellent. Well, when you get settled and have that available, make sure you let me know, and I'll make sure everybody gets that. Now, if I get any feedback from the listeners on today's program, I'll forward it to you too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And when I do, we'll resume our Zoom calls too, Danny.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And have a few laughs. We gotta have laughs in all this too, you know. Gotta have a sense of humor, right?
Well, and, absolutely.
You know. Oh yeah.
We're the children of laughter.
Yes, they need to laugh lots, the poor little buggers, you know. They have no hope, no future right now. It's up to us to give them hope and future and love and laughter.
Wherever it is time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is time for the men to be lions again, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to be moving from Quesnel at about May, the first week of June. I'm moving to a place called Crescent Spur. And I'm building Shangri-La. And when I build Shangri-La, I'm going to invite everybody to come to Shangri-La. And I would love to meet each and every one of you. Right out the front window of the house that I'm at, or I'm buying, I should say, is the mountain of where he's going to come. So I want as many people, and all people, I hope millions of people come there. We are going to take back our world, and the only way we can do that is to take it back. Now, did you hear the first part about his spelling of his name, Dan?
No, that was the part where I didn't hear everything.
This is the best part. You see, everything is inverted in this world, except
right.
His name. His name is spelt with capital letters, Yaway, and it's the same in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't be inverted. His name can't. He can't. And I can't. So we have to turn our world back
the right way, all of us together. And the only way to do
that. Yep. Only we can do it.
We can. And we will.
We can.
We can and we will. I know it. And when I open the gates at Shangri-La, his name will be on the gate. You'll have no trouble finding me. I'll give you directions. And all I ask is that you just come. I don't want your shekels. I don't want any of that. I just want you to come. Come to see me. And see the mountain. And see the beautiful area. And anyone who wants to stay, can stay. In Shangri-La, we help each other. We build our houses. We make our gardens. We do everything for each other. That's what I'm building, Danny. I'm building a world. I'm going to build a new world here. Now, like I say, some things you told me are not quite clear. And I don't know how long I'm going to be here. But as long as I am here, I will be busy building Shangri-La for all of you. It will be my gift to mankind. When I leave here, you will own Shangri-La, all of you. Shangri-La is paradise. And you will all be a part of it. As many people as it takes. We'll all help each other. And we'll all be as one. One for all and all for one, right? That's the way of mankind. That's the way we're supposed to be. You know, I shouldn't tell you this, but I will. When the evil is banished from this world, there will be no more war. No more anything like that. Nothing. We will live in peace and be free. All will be happy where your children can play and not have to worry about it being grabbed up by some pervert. They won't be here.
Yeah.
None of them. So that's where Shangri-La is going to be. And when I'm ready, I will let you know, and we'll do a show, and I will invite you all to come. And I hope all of the United States and all of Canada comes to Shangri-La.
Well, keep us posted, brother.
I will. I will.
There's a lot of souls looking for it.
Oh, that's what we're all looking for. We want peace. We want harmony. We don't want to be having the chains of the shackle. There'll be no shackles in Shangri-La. None. None. There'll be a price tag on nothing. Not a thing. And I'm going to build it. He asked me to do it, and I'm going to do it. I got one bum leg, but I'm going to do it. I don't give up easy.
If it was easy, Frank, anybody could do it, right?
That's right. He would have asked anybody. Asked me, you know. I'm game. For anything he wants. I'm game. And I'll do it. I don't care what it takes. You know, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to do it. And so when I set my mind to it, I do it. And that's the name of that tune.
All right, brother. I think we'll go ahead and end it for tonight then. You keep us posted, and whenever you're ready, just let me know. You come back on, and we'll let the folks know what the progress is.
Okay, my friend. Take
Sounds
care.
Sounds like a winner. Yep.
Oh, it is. It is, and it will be. You take care, Danny, and I will speak to you soon. And to all of you out there, I love you all. My Father loves you. Be good to each other. And there's only one law: do no harm.
Do no harm. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Very good. Take good.
We'll see.
Yep. Take good care, Frank. Y'all
you too. Bye now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that's Frank up there in good old Canada on the western side. And we all know about what's going on with our trucker brothers up there and here in the United States. Also, they are planning a massive convoy to Washington, D.C. And according to the spokesman, that's going to happen in the very, very near future. And as Frank stated, country after country after country is rising up, much like the Canadians have. And everything I'm seeing is the truckers and the people that are aligning with the truckers are determined that they are not going to run away. No matter how long it takes, no matter what the conditions are, they're not going to run away, which is a little bit like what Frank is telling us. When we take action in the name of the Father to do righteous deeds, there's power in there. In fact, Scripture says when the righteous stand firm, the wicked flee. Okay? But you got to stand firm first. The wicked don't flee if the righteous won't stand firm. So when the wicked, when the righteous stand firm, the wicked flee because, right? They get nothing behind them. They're on the wrong side of moral law. They're on the wrong side of rational thought. And they're going to be on the wrong side of history when it's all the records are unsealed and it's time for judgment. They're going to be left out on a lurch. So, of course, they're not very happy about that. It's the Scripture says when Satan and his kids realize their time is short, their anger and their wrath would be great. And that's what we're seeing. The wicked are raising hell like there is tomorrow. But people with stout hearts are saying, we're not going to give in. We're not going to give up. Hallelujah. And so we should keep each other in prayer, and we should all do our part. And whatever part that is, whether you're sending out notices, sending funds to help them out, sending food, driving your truck up there. Now the farmers with their tractors are helping out. I heard the tow truck drivers in Ottawa and in Alberta, the tow truck drivers have said they're not going to comply with the police as far as going in to try to tow away any trucks. So this thing's heating up, and as Frank has alluded to, this could be the tipping point or the turning point as far as mankind is either going to step up and do the right thing and turn this thing around, or we're going to lose. We're going to lose everything. So people have to make up their minds and decide which side they're on. Okay? So, to that end, everybody should do some inward reflection as to what part we all play and what we can all do about it. So, everybody can do something. It doesn't mean you got to try to do it all yourself, but everybody can do something. So, either educate, finance, offer service, whatever. That's between you and the Father, but everybody can do something. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this chance to share with each other, and we thank you for Brother Frank up there in cold Canada and all those that he works with. We ask that you bless whatever he's doing, if it's a righteous act and it's towards the ending of this nightmare that we live in, where the wicked have risen high and the righteous are the tail and very low. That's not the way it was supposed to be. The righteous need to turn this thing around and put the wicked in their place, as Obadiah verse 18 very clearly states, and Malachi chapter 4 is discussing. So this is that time. So again, we thank you for this opportunity to share. We ask that you be with us, guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. We ask that you forgive us our sins, wash us anew in the blood of the Lamb, make us new creatures in the Aryan Christ, Yahshua, that we might be good servants unto you. And we ask that you, again, walk with us daily, and always we ask that you protect us from our enemies. These things we ask in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.